visiting today with PCM head baseball coach Brent Fridley. Coach, you know, you look back at the last the week of your season this past week, you know, picking up that lopsided victory on Tuesday night over Perry, then Wednesday a game against West Marshall, and then kind of a pitcher's duel game against Seidel on Thursday night. Can you just kind of walk me through those three games a little bit?
Yeah, sure. Perry was by far our best offensive night. It actually was a closer baseball game than the final score would indicate, but I thought 1 through 9 in our lineup, we did a really good job of executing at the plate. We got some traffic on the base paths, and we're able to take advantage of that in the run game a little bit as well. And then really solid pitching performances out of Carson, Trigg, and Shea that night as well. So just a total team effort against Perry. West Marshall game, I think that's when you just chalk up to this wasn't our night. You know, we took one there, and West Marshall came out swinging. We just didn't have an answer for them. And I think then coming into last night against Seidel, what I was most proud about is, you know, we came out and battled. After the game we had against West Marshall, it would have been really easy not to show up against a really talented Seidel team, but ended up you know, giving up those first two runs in the first inning, and then shut them down from there. And I thought Caleb DeVries was really, really good on the mound against Seidel, and unfortunately we just couldn't pick up a couple of runs to support him. But overall, I thought we played a really good baseball game against a team, you know, that's ranked in the top 10 in Class 3A.
You know, you look at your team's season so far overall, you know, you've played 10 games. You have about 12-ish, I think, around there left to go. You know, not quite halfway done through the season. You know, what are a couple things that you've taken away from your team that they've done well in some areas that you'd like to improve upon in kind of the first half of the season?
I think overall, I'm really pleased with our starting pitching so far. I think they've thrown the ball where we want to and been competitive. We've had tough losses for them where just offensively we haven't been able to support them with getting runs. But overall, I think our starting pitching has been solid for the most part. And then, you know, here lately too, I think the guys we brought in relief spots have done a really nice job coming in clutch situations and being able to shut things down or hold the other team at bay, which has been key. I think our at-bats are getting better. I think the last week or so, I felt like we've had more competitive at-bats. We're starting to put the ball in play. Unfortunately, last night, you know, we had some guys on base. Unfortunately, it was just with two outs and couldn't capitalize, but we actually ended up out-hitting Seidel last night, which is not an easy thing to do against that club. So that's been good. I think the things we need to improve on, clearly we need to continue to score more runs and hopefully get a little more consistent production 1 through 9. It seems like we've had kind of the top half produce one night and then maybe the bottom half another night. If we can put that all together, then that's going to bode well for us. And same thing, you know, we still want to continue to try to get traffic on the base paths, because when we do that, good things happen for us, and we can utilize our speed a little bit and try to play a little bit of that small ball.
Yeah, and, you know, as you go throughout the first 10 games, you know, even if you guys haven't gotten as many wins as you would have liked, is it still something you kind of, as coach, tell your team, saying, hey, the conference is still wide open, we still have a lot of baseball left to play, you know, we have a lot of conference wins to pick up as the season goes on?
Yeah, absolutely. We actually talked a little bit about that, kind of in the middle of the pack, and the way things set up for us here the next couple of weeks, there's definitely opportunity there to gain some ground. And you know, we continue to talk about, man, we're close, and I'm just hoping the guys realize that too. It's a message that the coaching staff is trying to share with them. You know, we're playing, you know, really good baseball at times, and you know, often it's just a one inning that gets away from us here. But I think we're closer than a lot of people realize in terms of, you know, maybe turn around a 2-0 loss into a 2-0 win. So, you know, we continue to plug away a little bit, stay the course. I think there's opportunity ahead for sure to get a few wins here down the stretch. It's hard to believe, you know, where reality is we're only about 3 weeks left in the regular season before we get the tournament play. So good time to catch fire a little bit, get hot, and hopefully get some momentum going in our way.
How's the adjustment been for you, taking over as new head coach? I know it's never easy to take over a program in whatever way the program was left before you took over, but how do you feel you and your staff has been able to work together this year and kind of, start building this program because it's not just a 1 year thing, building a program takes several years, but how do you feel that it has gone and how you've settled in?
I think we're settled in now. Like we've talked about early in the year, it took some time for everybody to get to know each other. The advantage I had with Coach Burns being on the staff again this year was that he knew our guys and has some history with this club, so that was certainly helpful. Dom De La Paz stepping into that JV2 and assistant role has been really nice. He's a college catcher, so it's been great to have somebody like that around that can relate to the guys and also has expertise in the catching role. And then Kyler Fisher is a volunteer, has primarily been working a lot with our pitchers too, and is good to have eyes and ears there and let him kind of tweak some things with those guys. So I feel like we're settled in now, and in terms of the build, yeah, that's definitely there. We really like what we're seeing out of our younger guys in the JV2 and JV program right now. They're playing some pretty good baseball and have had some nice wins here the last couple weeks too. So continue to grow that, and then hopefully those guys can supplement what we'll have coming back. But obviously our focus is on right now on this squad and getting the most out of their potential. And like I said, hopefully getting hot here down the stretch. And I think there's some good baseball yet to come for this group.
At this, kind of when you're in the heart of June, and it's no different from PCM than it is any other school in the state of Iowa, but you're playing a lot of games, in a short period of time. How do you, as coach, kind of keep your guys fresh? Whatever the result is of the night before, how do you kind of flip the page 24 hours later and then get ready for your next game you have ahead of you?
Yeah, it's tough. We're going to come up on a stretch here, four games this week, four games next week, five games the following. So there's a lot of baseball to be played. And the good part about that, though, and we actually, this has been another message to our team, is the good thing about baseball is most of the time you got another chance to turn right around and play again. And that's the beauty of the game, no matter what level you're playing. So, we try to control what we can control, and our approach is what's important now. And that might be the next pitch, that might be the next at bat, and then a lot of nights that's the next game. So if we can continue to come at things with that mentality, I think that helps us prepare. But and a lot of these guys have a lot going on outside of baseball too, with other workouts and things of that nature. So we do want to try to keep a pulse on that, try to rotate some guys in and out where we can, and supplement either on defense or some at bats here and there. But and also good news is they're young guys too, and they recover a lot quicker than an old guy like me. So that helps our cause a little bit too.
Well, Brent, I always appreciate your time and our conversations, and best of luck to you as your team as you go throughout this kind of next week.
I appreciate it. Thank you.